12 o'clock on this Wednesday, May 8th afternoon now. You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota on 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and on 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's time for our noontime news brought to you in part by American Federal Bank and Grand Cities Monument.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Brian Frisk will help you find the best solution. Whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation, Brian Frisk, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we'll deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
Again, it's time for the noontime news here on the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston. Bo Melby here. Good afternoon. Let's take a look at our world and national headlines. The Washington, D.C. mayor and police chief say they decided to clear a pro-Palestinian encampment at George Washington University based on shifting information about increased threats to public safety. Police cleared the tent encampment Wednesday after dozens of protesters had left the site and marched to the university president's home. The Metropolitan Police Department says 33 arrests were made, including for assault on a police officer. Mayor Muriel Bowser and Police Chief Pamela Smith were preparing to testify about the district's handling of the protest at a House hearing Wednesday afternoon before it was canceled. Bowser says the district's response to two demonstrations is rooted in public safety and responsibility. The Israeli military says it has reopened the Keren Shalom crossing into Gaza, but a United Nations agency says no aid has yet entered. The key terminal for entry of humanitarian aid was closed over the weekend after a Hamas rocket attack killed four Israeli soldiers nearby. An Israeli tank brigade seized the nearby Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt early Tuesday, and it remained closed. The limited incursion does not appear to be the start of the full-scale invasion of the crowded southern city that Israel has repeatedly promised. The U.S. has urged Israel not to launch a full-on assault on Rafah because it would worsen Gaza's humanitarian catastrophe, and it paused the shipment of bonds to its close ally last week over those concerns. And speaking of which, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has confirmed the U.S. paused a shipment of bombs to Israel last week over concerns the country was approaching a decision to launch a full-scale assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah against the wishes of the U.S. Confirmed Wednesday, the shipment was supposed to consist of 1,800 2,000-pound bombs and 1,700 500-pound bombs, with the focus of U.S. concern being the larger explosives and how they could be used in a dense urban setting. More than 1 million civilians are sheltering in Rafah after evacuating other parts of Gaza amid Israel's war on Hamas, which came after the militant group's deadly attack on Israel on October 7th. An attorney for Donald Trump says the former president looks forward to presenting arguments to a Georgia appeals court that will review a ruling letting Fannie Willis keep prosecuting the election interference case against him. The Republican ex-president and some other defendants had tried to get the Fulton County District Attorney removed from the case, saying her romantic relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade created a conflict of interest. The judge overseeing the case ruled Willis could continue if Wade stepped aside, which Wade did. The judge allowed Trump and the others to seek a review of his ruling from the Georgia Court of Appeals, which on Wednesday agreed to take the case. Willis hasn't commented. Former President Donald Trump remains stuck in a New York courtroom listening to salacious details of an extramarital sexual encounter he denies. But another spectacle is playing out as his vice presidential tryouts get underway. The dynamic was on full display in Florida over the weekend at a fundraiser at his Mar-a-Lago club that doubled as a VP audition. Trump at one point invited many of the contenders to join him on stage and talked them up one by one. Trump is closely watching the candidates, turning his search into an apprentice-style competition being judged on fundraising halls, political speeches, and television interviews. And President Joe Biden has raced into yet another battleground state. Biden on Wednesday traveled to Stuart-Vant, Wisconsin, where he'll highlight a decision by Microsoft to build a $3.3 billion data center expected to create 2,000 jobs. It's the spot where then-President Donald Trump lauded a plan by Taiwan-based electronics giant Foxconn to build a $10 billion manufacturing facility that was supposed to be eventually employing 10,000 people, except it was never built. The Democratic president is continuing to push a contrast with the Republican ex-president on economic policy. Republicans say the Microsoft announcement is good for workers, but Biden is using it to hide his record on failing to control rising inflation. And that has been a look at your world and national headlines on this Wednesday afternoon. We'll be back after a quick message from American Federal Bank and Grand Cities Monument.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and Business Banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
Well, as we take a look outside the downtown studio for our current conditions, 64 degrees. A nice day, partly cloudy skies, a lot of sunshine out there. Winds out of the east at just 7 miles per hour. Humidity is dropping down to 49%, and our barometric pressure is rising up to 29.75 inches. But overall, again, a good day. It was a good morning. It's a good start to our afternoon, and a lot better than yesterday, that's for sure. Not as dreary or rainy. And our forecast for today looking good as well. Mostly cloudy, a high near 69 degrees, so we'll warm up a little bit more. Light east winds between east-northeast, just 5 to 10 miles per hour. So pretty much where we're at right now, the winds will just shift a little bit to the east-northeast. And otherwise, yeah, we'll warm up a few more degrees. But this is kind of what we're looking like for the rest of today. Looking like a nice day ahead. Tonight looking pretty good as well. Tomorrow will be another great day. We have some chances of rain here Friday and then Saturday night. Nothing too likely. As we will warm up through the weekend and early next week, and we'll have some chances of rain early next week as well, Monday night and Tuesday, but as of right now, nothing too likely. So, but which is good. We don't need a whole lot more rain. We had a very good amount yesterday, obviously we've had rain past few weeks here. So to dry up and get everyone back out in the fields and sports back on as scheduled would be great. And we'll talk more about the weather here in just a little bit. For right now, we're going to take another break. We'll come back with our state headlines after we hear from some of our great sponsors of the Noontime News, Prue Refrigeration and Heating, and Riverview Health.
Prue Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is looking for a full-time office manager. Accounting experience with QuickBooks is preferred, but they will train. This position is 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and offers full benefits. You can apply for the office manager position by dropping off your resume at Prue Refrigeration and Heating, located at 524 Marin Avenue in Crookston, or email your resume to prue@midconetwork.com.
Mental health conditions such as depression or anxiety are real, common, and treatable, but not all of us think about our mental health enough. It's time to change that. May is Mental Health Month. Riverview Health is pleased to provide Senior Life Solutions, outpatient services designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression, anxiety, or mental health challenges often associated with aging. For more information about Senior Life Solutions at Riverview Health, call 218-281-9559. Riverview
Health. As we take a look now at our state headlines on this Wednesday, May 8th, a 17-year-old who pleaded guilty to murdering a Brooklyn Park woman in 2022 will learn his fate today. Fode Camara was charged in March as an adult with two counts of second-degree murder related to the death of 23-year-old Zaria McKeever, meaning he faces up to 40 years in prison. A plea deal states Camara is expected to be sentenced to nearly 11 years in prison in exchange for testimony against others in the case, including McKeever's ex-boyfriend, Eric Haynes, who was sentenced to life in prison in April. South Central College will honor fallen Burnsville firefighter paramedic Adam Finseth during commencement tomorrow in Mankato. Finseth's wife Tara will accept an honorary doctorate and the 2024 SCC Outstanding Alumni Award on Adam's behalf. He graduated with high honors from the two-year paramedic program in South Central, or at South Central in 2012. Finseth and two police officers were killed in the line of duty on February 18th in Burnsville. An investigation by Minnesota's U.S. Senators Tina Smith and Amy Klobuchar confirms Postal Service management failures in northern Minnesota. The November 2023 audit found 79,000 pieces of delayed mail over 3 days. Senator Tina Smith says there's more to come. She says the Inspector General's district-wide report will be released soon and a full picture should hold the Postal Service accountable. She says the report also clarifies that management failures, not the failures of postal workers, are responsible for the problems. The University of Minnesota has disclosed its investments in companies based in Israel or supporting the Israeli military. The university has revealed that nearly $5 million is invested in pro-Israeli corporations, which is a small percentage of the university's $2.7 billion endowment. The university agreed to enhance the transparency of its investments to end pro-Palestinian protests on the Minneapolis campus. 7,000 turkeys are dead after a large barn fire in Stearns County Tuesday. Deputies responded to a 911 call around 10:30 p.m. about a fire in Sauk Center Township. When they arrived, a turkey barn was fully engulfed, the owner reporting there were 7,000 birds in the 64-foot by 200-foot barn. Investigators believe the fire began in the mechanical room. Investigators are seeking permission to search the electronic devices of Connor Bowman, a former Mayo Clinic doctor who was accused of murdering his wife, Betty, last August. The search warrant request filed in Olmsted County District Court suggests that Bowman may have been using dating apps to pursue new relationships and may have told women he met that he was already a widow before his wife's death. The next hearing in the case is scheduled for June 11th. Well, Minnesota-based Lindy Tackle is the first company to sign what is called the Loons and Lakes Legacy Pledge. John Mobeck of the National Loon Center in Cross Lake says Lindy is committing to phase out lead fishing products by launching some of their newest tackle made of non-toxic material, followed by their commitment to have their entire product line be lead-free by 2027. Mobeck says removing lead from our lakes improves our water resources and protects loons and other birds from an unnecessary toxin. The Lindy lead-free product line has 4 styles of fishing jigs in 144 different variations. And researchers at the Masonic Institute for the Developing Brain, or MIDB, are utilizing precision functioning mapping, or PFM, to establish a new, non-invasive way to scan and understand the brain. Dr. Robert Hermosillo says the MIDB Precision Brain Atlas will launch with over 53,000 individual-specific network maps and probabilistic maps of neural networks that will enhance researchers to evaluate unique aspects of brain organization. Hermosillo likens the process to finding and fixing a leak in your house. A plumber could give you the fix that works for 99% of the people, but your house might be built differently. Traditional brain mapping works for the group average, but limits results for anyone outside that spectrum. That's been a look at your state news on this Wednesday. We'll take a break, come back with our sports right after this from Riverview Health and Pru Refrigeration and Heating.
Our team is getting stronger to serve you better. Riverview Health is pleased to welcome orthopedic surgeon Dr. Brennan Smith. Dr. Smith is here to provide convenient access to comprehensive orthopedic care, including joint replacements and sports medicine. Dr. Smith is now seeing patients at Riverview Clinic in Crookston, East Grand Forks, and Thief River Falls. When you need exceptional care close to home, turn to the specialist at Riverview Health. Call 218-281-9595. People, exceptional care. Riverview
Health. An energy-efficient train system from Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency when matched train components are combined into a complete system. you get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a train. Call Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
We'll take a look at our sports on this Wednesday, starting with yesterday's action on Tuesday. Well, we had some games got canceled and postponed due to all that fun rain we had. That includes softball. We were scheduled to carry Crookston hosting East Polk. That game was canceled. And then Crookston was in softball set to host East Grand Forks. That game was postponed to next Monday, May 13th. We are also going to carry some high school baseball for you, as Crookston was set to host Warroad for a doubleheader yesterday. That was postponed to May 22nd. Take a look here what we did carry on the radio for you tomorrow, or last night. That was Twins baseball. They hosted the Seattle Mariners, and Seattle would beat up on the bullpen and score, I believe, 4-6 runs. It was somewhere in that range against the bullpen. Twins lose 10-6 at Target Field. They'll be back in action tonight. Boys tennis at Moorhead, that was postponed yesterday. Boys and girls track, the Crookston, they were at the Section 8A True Team meet at International Falls yesterday. They completed 17 of the 18 events. The pole vault will be done at the home sites today. So as they wrapped up yesterday, Crookston girls were in 7th place with 246.5 points, while West Marshall ran away with it. They had 508 points, 106 points more than Bagley Fawston. On the boys' side, Crookston boys were in 9th place out of 9 teams with 107 points. Roseau had the lead with 427 points, only 6 points better than 2nd place Bagley Fawston, and 24.5 points better than Walker Hackensack Akeley. So a lot closer on the boys' side than the girls. So obviously, as the pole vaulting will be wrapping up today, we'll have the official results there. Junior high boys and girls track, Crookston was scheduled to be at the Manobin-Wobbin meet at Manobin. That was canceled. Junior high and JV girls golf yesterday, the Crookston Invitational at Minocqua Golf Club. East Grand Forks would beat Crookston by 6 strokes. On today's schedule, well, college baseball is taking place today. The Northern Sun Conference Tournament at Bismarck and Mandan. First round of the double elimination tournament. BNC Field in Mandan, Municipal BP in Bismarck. These games got start at noon, so there's 4 games taking place. The noon games, noon in Mandan, Concordia University of St. Paul taking on Augustana University. And over in Bismarck, Wayne State, Nebraska taking on St. Cloud State. And then the other 2 games will be tonight at 6 p.m. And Mandan will be Minnesota State Mankato taking on University of Mary. And in Bismarck, University of Minnesota Crookston will take on Southwest Minnesota State. We'll have that game on the radio for you, 5:30, the Riverview Health pregame show. 6 o'clock will be first pitch here on KROX. We're going to carry all the games that UMC will play in this tournament, as it's a double elimination, so we'll have 2 games for sure, and it can be a long tournament here. As if the UMC wins today, we'll carry their game tomorrow at 3:30. If they lose, we'll carry their game tomorrow at noon. And then, again, double elimination, so if they lose today, they can't lose again. Otherwise, they will be eliminated from the tournament. And then if they win, they'll have an option again to lose and then have to work their way back. But you want to win this first game. Makes the bracket a lot easier. A lot less games you'll have to play if you win today. Because if you win today and then you win again tomorrow, you play on Friday. And then you'll play one more game to get to the championship, even if you lose. So, I mean, it's just a lot better. You want to win this first one, makes it a lot easier. So, again, we'll have all the games on the radio for you. What we know for sure is that we'll have the game tonight, and then we'll have a game either tomorrow at noon or 3:30. And then after that, that's kind of up in the air. Can be a lot of options. But either way, Chris Fee will be carrying all the games right here on KROX Radio. And so that's why I'm doing the new news today even. So you're stuck with me for all day on the radio today, tomorrow, and Friday. But either way, so best luck to the Golden Eagles, and hopefully, again, get that big, important win today. Twins baseball tonight, they're going to be hosting the Seattle Mariners, game 3 of their 4-game series at Target Field, 6:40, first pitch here on KROX. 6:40, first pitch tonight. So they play at noon tomorrow. We might have that game depending on how UMC does tonight. Just a quick heads up there. Crookston girls golf, they're in action. They're at the Fawston meet at Bemidji Town and Country Club. That got going at 9 a.m. today, so they're probably, I'll assume they're probably close to wrapping up at this rate. So that's going on. And then JV and junior high girls golf, Crookston's at the East Grand Forks meet. That'll start at 2 p.m. today. So once again on the radio for you tonight, Crookston, or University of Minnesota Crookston baseball, taking on Southwest Minnesota State and Bismarck, 5:30. The Riverview Health pregame show, 6 o'clock, will be the first pitch here on KROX. And other sporting news, Minnesota Timberwolves center Rudy Gobert tied the lead record when he became just the third player in NBA history to win four Defensive Player of the Year awards yesterday. His fourth win matches the total for Hall of Fame centers Ben Wallace and Dikembe Mutombo. So congrats to Rudy Gobert there. And we'll see him back in action on Friday for Game 3 of the Timberwolves against the Nuggets. Speaking of Game 3 against the Nuggets, Jamal Murray, he won't miss any game action due to his questionable decision-making in Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. And it wasn't even on the court, it was on the bench, as the Nuggets star shooting guard is avoiding suspension but is being fined $100,000 by the league after tossing a towel and a heating pad onto the court in the direction of an official on Monday. Murray threw the objects onto the floor midway through the second quarter of the loss to the Minnesota Timberwolves. He finished the game with 8 points, 13 rebounds. Game 3 of the series, as I said, played in Minneapolis on Friday. Minnesota Wild, they're going to be drafting at pick number 13 in this year's NHL draft. The Wild stuck at 13 in the draft lottery yesterday. They had a 2% chance to win the lottery, but even if they won the lottery, they would only go up to the third pick overall, which still would be a lot better than 13. But the San Jose Sharks, they got the top pick in the draft, or they're calling it the Celebrini sweepstakes, as Macklin Celebrini from Boston, BU, Boston University, is the top pick in this year's draft. And a little more news here. The Minnesota PWHL, the Professional Women's Hockey League, Minnesota's team embarks on its chase for the Walter Cup this week after qualifying for the league's inaugural playoffs. Minnesota will face the top-seeded Toronto tonight in to open up the best of 3 out of 5 series. So the best of 5 series, they'll kick things off tonight. So best of luck to Minnesota's PWHL team in that regards. All right, that's a look at your sports. Once again, UMC Baseball on the radio for you tonight, 5:30. Riverview Health pregame show, 6 o'clock, first pitch from Bismarck. The Golden Eagles taking on Southwest Minnesota State. Chris Fee on the call there. We're going to go ahead and that's it for your sports. We'll take a break, come back with our local news and weather after this from Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs Office and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
My name is Curtis Allison. I'm the Polk and Red Lake County Veteran Service Officer. I'm here to help veterans and their families navigate through the many layers of benefits provided by the state of Minnesota and the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. To contact me, call 218-281-3066 for Polk County. And for Red Lake County, please call 218-689-8587 or visit the Polk or Red Lake County websites. For statewide information, call the Veterans Link Vet line at 888-LINK-VET.
For great Mother's Day gifts, stop by Hugo's Family Marketplace. Buy a beautiful outdoor hanging blooming plant for just $22.99. For a sweet treat for a sweet lady, buy select Dove Silky Smooth Dark Chocolate Promises. They're on sale for $4.99. You can find all this week's savings and shop online for your groceries at shop.gohugos.com for convenient delivery or curbside pickup at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
As we take a look at our local news on this Wednesday, the Polk County Commissioners, they met on Tuesday at the Polk County Government Center. The meeting began with the commissioners receiving requests for approval from Jacob Snyder of Planning and Zoning. The first item approved was in regard to a preliminary plat in Woodside Acres Edition, located outside the shoreline district of Union Lake, approximately a quarter mile north of the public access on Union Lake. Snyder explains the preliminary plat.
The developer, landowner, I'll say, is looking at creating 21 residential lots there. Much discussion. We've had a lot of comments about use of Union Lake, and the developer, landowner, doesn't have any property along Union Lake, and this has been revamped from October with a lot of stormwater. You know, the SWIP permit that is required through the MPCA process in line and kind of ready to go.
The developer in question has now been instructed to continue with road building and to secure the MPC permit so that stormwater will be controlled during construction. The road work is required to be finished in 6 months, and the permit must be secured as well before the commissioners can give final approval of the plat. The board also approved 6 additional conditional use permits. The individuals and entities that were approved for conditional permits include Mike and Sarah Schley to construct a self-storage unit building, Minn Kota Power Cooperative, Inc. for the construction and operation of an electrical substation, Paul Sorensen to locate a grain leg and tower support build to a max of 110 feet, Jordan Olston and Sydney Williams for construction of an accessory structure over 800 square feet and to hook up a new septic system to the accessory structure, Benedict Kuznia to hook up a new septic system to an accessory structure, and Daniel Bauer for operation of farm-related business, Honey Farm Extraction. The meeting continued with the board reviewing contracts and projects from the Polk County Highway Department. The first projects reviewed were in regard to box culvert installations in Hammond and Russia Brandsville Townships. The board awarded the contracts to the following of the following projects to Gladen Construction out of LaPorte, Minnesota. The Hammond Township project bid came in the amount of $212,661.60, and the Russia Brandsville Township project came in the amount of $222,198. The third project the commissioners reviewed was in regard to County Road 202 and 203. Polk County Construction Engineer Darren Karlstrom explains the project for County Roads 202 and 203.
It's full grading, so we'll be putting 4-to-1 in slopes, redoing the ditches, and redoing the road top. That project came in at $1,188,227.37.
The commissioners also awarded this project to Gladen Construction in the amount of $1,188,227. Karlstrom was pleased with the bids and explained to the board that the sum of the project costs came in roughly 10 to 15% less than the original engineer estimate.
The bids were good. Right now, the box culvert materials, they were high during COVID and they're finally coming down, so we are seeing savings. So we're able to do a little bit more work now that, you know, the prices are more in line what they should be.
Minocqua Golf Course co-owner Brandon Carlson approached the board seeking approval regarding easement for a pump station to be placed on the 50 acres in which the county owns on the bypass between Ampride and Highway 2. Carlson also requested a drafted lease, with the county so that Minocqua Golf Course can find an alternative water source since American Crystal Sugar decided to remove its irrigation portion at the course. Carlson explains.
We don't have an irrigation source right now, so I'm trying to find a alternate source, and this was along the way where the 4-inch line already runs from American Crystal, so we can use the infrastructure that's already in place and there's power there, and it just made sense for us to try and get a lease from the county in that area.
Minocqua is still receiving water from American Crystal. However, American Crystal is projecting by the middle of June to have its new wastewater permit. Once they receive the new wastewater permit, they will no longer be able to supply Minocqua Golf Course with water. Carlson tells us more.
It was 10 million gallons to come to American Crystal annually. And with the 50 acres, the 8.2 million that was in my presentation today is the allocation that the DNR would give us for a river irrigation permit to allow us to pump 8.2 million gallons a year off that 50-acre lease with the county.
The commissioners ultimately approved to move forward with a draft of the water pipe easement. The board lastly heard from Deputy City Administrator from the City of Fertile, Stacy Erickson. Erickson requested additional ARPA or American Rescue Plan funds for the Fair Meadow Nursing Home in the amount of $500,000 to continue operations, as the facility has faced financial hardships as of late. Erickson also requested ARPA funding for the Agassiz Environmental Learning Center in the amount of $50,000 due to architectural estimates increasing since 2022 regarding capital improvements to the building. The commissioners did not take action on these items and will review them before revisiting the request. The consent agenda included the approval of minutes from their April 23rd board meeting. It also included the approval of bills and disbursements in the amount of $252,630.01. The Polk County Commissioners will have their next meeting on Tuesday, May 21st, at the Polk County Government Center. Well, Northland Community and Technical College is proud to announce this year's Student of the Year Award recipients, Blythe Peltier from and Emma Osborne of Crookston. An early childhood and paraprofessional student, Blythe Peltier was named Student of the Year for the East Grand Forks campus. In contrast, Emma Osborne, an animal science and advanced general ag student, earned the recognition for the Thief River Falls campus. Staff members nominated both students, who will graduate with AAS degrees this month. Osborne will continue her education at the University of Minnesota Crookston to finish her pre-veterinary degree. Peltier will continue her education at the University of North Dakota and has been accepted into the bachelor's degree program for teacher education. For the full story, go to our website, KROXAM.com, click under news. Well, the Northwest Regional Correction Center reported the arrest of the following: Ivan Harrier Nevez Rojas, 34, of Thief River Falls, for traffic DUI, operating motor vehicle under the influence of hazardous substance; Monte William Parisian, 23, of Wabin, for traffic DUI. And the flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Emil Sharon. Emil Sharon was born in 1914 in Gently. He enlisted in 1941 and was discharged in 1945. Emil Sharon died on this date, 1974, at the VA hospital in Fargo. That's been a look at your local news. Now let's take a look at our weather. Starting with a look at our KROX Weather Almanac. Well, let's see here. In the morning low since midnight was 48 degrees. The sun did rise at 5:58 a.m. We'll set at 8:48 p.m. for 14 hours and 50 minutes of daylight. Today's record high set in 1987 was 89 degrees. The record low set in 1955 of 18 degrees. A year ago today, we had a high of 55 degrees and a low of 48 degrees. Just kind of in between the averages for today. As today's average high is 65 degrees, the average low is 40 degrees. Yesterday, we had a high of 64 and a low of 54 with about 3/4 of an inch of rain yesterday. And if you add that on with the about 1/15 of an inch we had before midnight yesterday, late Monday, our 24-hour total, Euclid Avenue had 83/100 of an inch, possibly up to 98/100 of an inch. I don't know if they counted that rain from late Monday night or not, but the Woods Edition, my rain gauge, had 95/100 of an inch for that 24-hour total. Here at the studio had 9/10 of an inch, and the Samson Edition had 84/100 of an inch. All right, let's take a look at that full forecast now, starting with tomorrow, Thursday. Sunny, a high near 69 degrees, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. Thursday night, partly cloudy, low around 49 degrees, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southwest after midnight. Friday has a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly sunny, a high near 69 degrees, and it will be breezy on Friday. North-northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, increasing to 25 to 30 miles per hour in the afternoon. The winds could gust as high as 40 miles per hour. Friday night, mostly clear, low around 43 degrees, breezy. North-northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, could gust up to 35 miles per hour. The winds will die down Friday night after midnight, down to about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Moving into the weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny, a high near 72 degrees. West-southwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting near 20 miles per hour. Saturday night, a 20% chance of showers before 1 a.m., partly cloudy, low around 50 degrees, south winds 10 miles per hour, gusting near 20 miles per hour. Sunday, mostly sunny for Mother's Day, a high near 74 degrees, south-southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. The winds could gust near 20 miles per hour. Sunday night, mostly clear, low around 46 degrees, north winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting near 20. Monday, sunny, a high near 75. Monday night, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy, low around 53. Tuesday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny, a high near 77. We warm up here slowly over the weekend and into next week with some warmer temperatures, well above average. Today, again, it's going to be a great rest of the day. This afternoon, looking to be mostly sunny, a high near 69 degrees, east-northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then tonight, increasing clouds, a low around 45 degrees, northeast winds about 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting near 20. So again, a very nice day ahead, a good evening as well. Right now, downtown Crookston, partly cloudy, 64 degrees, winds out of the east at 8 miles per hour. Humidity is dropping down to 49%, barometric pressure is rising up to 29.75 inches. 64 right now, we're looking for a high near 69. That's been a look at your weather. And that'll do it for your Noontime News. Again, the Noontime News brought to you in part by American Federal Bank, Grand Cities Monument, Pre-Refrigeration and Heating, Riverview Health, Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs Offices, and Hugo's Family Marketplace. Tune in tomorrow for another edition of the Noontime News right here on the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston.